Today we're talking T.I. on Tidal, Kanye's new album, what, and more. Tune in now.
From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey.
Hey! Oh, shoot, we done stepped it up in the world. This song is to get at me because I have red hair. Do it naturally. You're such an idiot.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined my special guest, Miss Chaka Khan.
I'm everyone. He's such an idiot.
If some of y'all be watching, they're going to think this is an SNL skit. Why this white boy hosting a black network with a fake-ass Chaka Khan? I'm kidding. This is my boo queen.
Hi, guys. So happy to be back next this week. And aren't we happy to have Jesse back?
I missed you.
I missed you.
Brought your
too.
Chains out for me. Multiple chains.
You know what? They're trying to keep us in chains, slavery, so maybe I need to, you know, put my. I'm kidding.
Now, ladies, let's get information. All right, you know, you're keeping us up to date. We got Mr. Carter in the building.
What's poppin'?
Yay.
Sitting there Googling on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye's got a new album coming out.
I know, I saw. He said he's going to drop it this summer.
I
love it. First of all, did you see the rants all day yesterday? He's been ranting.
What's the new one about?
He's been ranting. He was at a club or something last night, and he was screaming. And he said that he approached Taylor Swift about the line about, I think me and Taylor could sleep together. He said she knew that line was going to be on the album, and she was like, "Oh." Going with it, but I guess once it got so much publicity, she reneged.
But where did she do that at? Because I'm like, all she did at the Grammy Awards.
He probably called her.
No, but I'm saying, like, he got mad at her Grammy speech, and all she said was, don't let anyone make you think that they got you where you are today. And he got mad at that. Kanye has it in his head that he made Taylor Swift.
He
and
did
I'm just
not
sitting
make
here,
Taylor
boy,
Swift.
Get your damn life together.
Of course
like,
he
I can't.
But I think because of the way she did the speech and made it seem like she was clueless to the fact that,
Do you, Marissa, have it queued up in the regular? I want to say, actually, that's what Taylor was saying to Kanye, too. But,
all right.
Moving on from that,
yes.
Queued up is Mr. T.I. Had his little concert for Tidal.
Good. And he signed a contract with Jay-Z.
Number 19.
I think that's cool. But the question is this shit really going to work? I still have mixed feelings about Tidal.
Look,
I really do.
I went like this yesterday. Tidal, fine. I'm here for it.
You're gonna buy it?
Girl, no, I already did that. Done. Unsubscribe. Complained to them because they still was subscribing me. And I was like, can I get my $20 back? But in the future, I feel like it is something that I will invest into. They're just not there yet. And as much as I want to be there to help build this company with them, bitch, I'm broke. I'm here trying to build this company.
Right. Hello.
You know what I mean? So until then, and I will help you promote your shit from here, but I can't do the $20 a month. I got $20 a month for every other
thing
site
coming
I'm
out of the account.
You know
how
what
about
I mean?
That?
And my Pornhub, that's real important.
Pornhub is great.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I have a stand-up show this weekend, so I've been working. Working a little extra.
Damn, Jesse.
But so.
Back at it again with the jokes. What's the matter? You don't like that.
We're not endorsing that.
I'm endorsing it.
We're endorsing T.I. Untitled. So here's why I'm here for.
Okay.
Because, okay, we're always talking about how artists should take their claim and, you know, own the rights to their music and whatnot.
Right.
Okay, so here we have this pool of giant celebrities.
Right.
Now, right now, when I sign up for Tidal, all I'm signing up for is the Beyonce videos, the Nicki Minaj videos, the Jay-Z videos, the Kanye. That's all I'm here for. Now, yes, I know I have 5 videos because the last video is a secret for a queen, so... But I guess it's not now. But
it is a secret because I still don't know what the fuck it <I know>. Is.
Okay, wait. So I'm here for it in the sense of these powerful people who are great artists
mm-hmm.
down the line will eventually track more great artists to be a part of it. When I signed up for Tidal, the reason I unsubscribed was because it just all the music started to sound the same when I started listening to the other artists. And it just was kind of very... white for me.
This is my thing. This is how I feel, personally. I honestly, I can understand if you sign up to Tidal and this shit is officially unobtainable.
These things are obtainable. Like, I've seen the work video.
I've been watching both work videos all week.
Right.
I've seen the work video, the two work videos.
Been listening to the Kanye album.
So how are you really exclusive? What are we paying for?
And so maybe that's something in the software where they have to encrypt something where it can't be hacked.
Well, don't
or it
tell
can't
them
be.
Let them keep
I mean, bitch,
leak.
Here, if you want to. No, I'm here. No, look, I'm here. If you want to protect your shit in that essence, in that sense, and you want to go through all that to have your someone buy your song for 99 cents, and then I ain't going to buy your song for 99 cents because you want to fucking have an encryption. Like, this isn't the Da Vinci Code. I just want music.
I feel the title.
I'll spend the money at the concert. I'll spend the money on your t-shirts. I will spend the money everywhere else.
Right.
But don't film me. You got an album coming out now, and then you got one two months, and then Harry 3 months from now. It's like, bitch, I'm broke.
But what is the subscription for? I don't mind waiting.
Right, you
got to
pay for the subscription on top of them purchase the album.
Is it because you want to get first dibs on the visuals? Who fucking cares? I can wait 2 weeks to get a visual.
Y'all can tune in to Black Hollywood Live, the beat for the visual.
Right.
Anyway, moving on.
All the way on.
Yeah, his visual was Money Talk that he dropped with Derek Blanks. Yeah, he was cute. Kendrick Lamar will induct NWA April 8th into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
I think that's awesome. Congratulations.
NWA, Cheap Trick are joining the 31st class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame alongside Chicago, Steve Miller, and Deep Purple. I'm surprised Chicago wasn't already.
Chicago, who the band?
Chicago.
Well, I think it's a good look. I think NAA, they paved the way a lot for a lot of people on the West Coast. They were definitely a controversial band, so they picked the proper person to induct them. Kendrick
great
Lamar,
year for them.
Great year for them, and right with the movie. Great.
Now
year
again.
For them.
Interesting topic, but Kanye made this rant where he said, "You will remember me for 1,000 years from now." I mean, I could picture us talking about the Kendrick Lamar Grammy performance for 1,000 years from now.
Yes.
I could picture us talking about Kendrick Lamar inducting NWA into the Hall of Fame 1,000 years from now. Am I going to be talking about
We're
going to
always talk
Twitter
about
rant?
Kanye. I'm sorry. Kanye, no matter how much you love to hate him, Kanye knows how to keep his name flowing.
What's
in the
last music video Kanye dropped?
Damn.
Anyways.
But see, it's not going to be known for that. It's going to be known more for him making
He did a clothing line.
The clothing line that looked
like
Bums.
Looked like The Walking Dead.
Not only that, he
married a Kardashian. He's pop culture. He's a Britney Spears.
Right. Okay. He's definitely going to be discussed in
regards to
culture.
But he's talented. I'm going to give him that. Yeah. Anyways, moving on from that, speaking of talent, Chris Brown teamed up with Usher Zane for the Back to Sleep remix. I had to put this on there because you've been going through it, huh?
Yeah, man.
You think it's about Karrueche?
I love how he said, "You gonna make me say it," and he said Karrueche. He screamed her name out. He professed his dying love for Karrueche.
Wait, did you see the interview where the guy was interviewing Karrueche, but he thought she was Janae Aiko?
Oh no!
And she went along with it. She's like, "Yeah, that's my album."
No, that is so embarrassing.
Sorry,
but I think. Chris Brown is always going to love Karrueche. He said he hasn't spoken to her for a year in the song. I don't blame her, though, because once you have a kid on somebody, that kid is there for the rest of your lives. There's no coming back from that. You made a seed. Now this seed is going to be alive and well. I don't know how I will feel knowing that this child belongs to someone else. And I'm in your life, and every time I look at this child is a representation of your infidelity.
Yeah, but, okay, true with the infidelity. I don't think Karrueche's that kind of girl to care. In the sense of, she clearly, if you can be with someone for as long as she was, like Chris Brown, you can take some punches.
Not a baby. I'm a, as a woman, I was in a relationship for 5 years. I got pregnant. Okay, I'm putting my business out there. I got pregnant at 22 years. No, but I got pregnant, to make a long story short, I got pregnant at 22. I wanted to keep my baby. My whole family was happy. This motherfucker tell me, if you see yourself raising a child by yourself, I don't want to hear anything. Come to find out, the girl comes to my job and said, we need to talk. I said, talk about what? She said, I'm pregnant and I'm keeping the baby. I'm like, yo, I just got an abortion 2 fucking weeks ago. What are you talking about? So during that, now I was with him for 5 years. During that 9 months of her carrying this kid, I had to mentally prepare myself to break up with him. She didn't even have a chance to wean off. That baby just popped up out of nowhere. You have to, a man having a baby on a woman who he was in a relationship with, there is no coming back from that.
Damn, Chris.
No coming back. So, Chris, he could call her name as much as he want, and I love me some Chris Brown. He could call her name as much as he want, but Karrueche is not going to enter back into that. That's toxic.
Up with all these girls.
That's
punching them, cheating on them.
Don't talk about punching them, because that was the best thing that ever happened to Rihanna.
Okay, we're not getting
that. That's the best thing that ever happened to Rihanna.
And you can check her YouTube channel and she will give you why that is. Not here.
If she didn't have a fight with Chris Brown, Rihanna's career would not have sprouted out as big as it is right
Jesse
now.
Jesse Janity and Black Hollywood Live.
No, but I love Rihanna. I love you, Rihanna. And I do not approve for domestic violence. But his career went downhill. Her shit shot up. Let's keep it 100 though. What you think, Mr. Internet Man, Mr. Carter? Listen. Some fucking tea.
Kanye and Taylor.
I mean, I have to completely agree. Only in the sense of the media wise.
Yeah.
I mean, if that didn't happen, it would not have given Chris Brown a chance to come back. I feel like after Chris Brown came back with that whole BET performance he did, and he broke down crying. Do you guys remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think after that performance, it was like, okay, Chris Brown, We've shut you out. Okay, let's accept
you back
in.
Wait, you're not answering the question, though. She's asking,
do you think Rihanna's career?
Yes, I said yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I said that the first
you going
time.
Into Chris Brown's career. I'm like, no. We're talking about Rihanna's career.
I really believe yes. Rihanna getting battered, it brought a lot of attention to her from people who didn't know her.
Exactly.
It brought a lot of attention to her, and she got looked at as the battered woman, and people wanted to support her, so they started to
buy her. And so Rated R came from that. And
right.
Rated R was a complete introduction into what we see
today.
Exactly. So
okay,
without that,
story.
We wouldn't have gotten Rated R.
Right.
We wouldn't have gotten a new Rihanna.
Fair enough.
Okay, so can you agree to this, or can you agree?
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Don't get smart.
Anyways, moving
Damn,
on.
Jesse,
Damn,
Jesse. Back at it
Gina.
Again with the smart mouth.
Okay. Speaking of a smart mouth, Sage the Gemini's mouth was running on a 22-minute leaked phone conversation. Insane in the membrane.
What happened?
Bitch, it just came out last night, so I was like, we have to talk about this. But basically, him and Jordan broke up. He called his ex-fiance Kareem Hurley, and these were some of the comments that he made. Everything was fucking horrible. That shit was fucking dumb. She got on my nerves. I wanted to stab her.
We talk about Jordan Sparks?
Mm-hmm. All of that shit. Don't get me wrong. She's cool. She's level-headed, whatever, but she's not no regular person. Everybody on the outside looking in thinks it's hella perfect. Basically, he was saying that he was really only with her because it was like a media...
The thing to do.
Thing.
But what about when he wrote that whole thing talking about, I'm sorry.
He took the post down.
Yo, Tanisha Thomas from Bad Girls Club. Well, excuse me.
I saw that. That's also why
Tanisha went ham. She was like, Sage, I was on your side.
But is she friends with Jordan or the
ex-fiance? She's friends with neither one.
Oh.
The point of the matter is, she was still rooting for him. Everybody was. We wanted him because he sounds so sincere. He sounded like he wanted to get back with Jordan. We really didn't know what happened. But then she was like, yo, Sage, I was rooting for you. I'm hoping for you and Jordan to get back together. And then this shit pops up. I didn't know what she was talking about. So now I see.
It's just interesting the type of dudes Jordan's been linked with.
Mm-hmm. Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo is looking
Derulo,
good,
Steph
though,
Jones,
man.
Jason Derulo looking
Ooh,
real good.
Ooh, that naked video
naked
from
video.
Last year.
I've seen him on Jimmy Fallon. Like, he stepped this shit up. Or maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel, but I'm just...
Yeah, oof.
Jason Derulo don't get the credit, but I'm sure he's huge in Korea because his shit, I would have been watching a lot of Korean pop.
Yeah, he That's comes up, he pops up.
He'd be stealing the fuck out of their shit. Mm-hmm. All right, so end of topics. Beyonce formation and Rihanna anti...
Okay.
Whole lot of problems.
Okay, so what's happening?
Obviously, Rihanna didn't show up at the Grammys.
Yes.
Because of her voice, or she was having
Rihanna was at the Grammys, wasn't she?
No,
she didn't perform.
Beyonce
was there.
Rihanna didn't show up. Her voice, she had vocal problems. But they said that she killed it during rehearsal early in the day. So now she's saying that she has to push some tour dates back because of production.
That's a lie.
Issues.
That's a lie. That's that Formation tour.
Oh, but the Formation tour having some problems because Boycott Beyonce done raising a lot. Ring the alarm! Mother, we got scaring the white people. Now people like, if Beyonce performs in our town, there'll be riots. Like, NWA ain't coming. Like, can you imagine Beyonce's like, fuck the police?
She's not like that. See, I think personally, when I initially saw the Formation performance at the Super Bowl, my mind did not even go.
I didn't think Black Panther.
I didn't think none of that.
Empowerment, yeah. Girls versus the boys, yeah. Grease. Like, that's
right.
Where I was at.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there on no hate crime. I wasn't there on no.
And I wasn't even high.
I wasn't high either. I wasn't on no pro-black shit. I just thought that she did an awesome job. I'm paying attention to
Bruno Mars.
And then, all of a sudden, the media frenzy.
Black Panthers.
She's spewing
black
hate.
I did not know the Black Panthers wore booty shorts.
Right,
like, I didn't
right.
know that was a thing.
Right.
Where that came
what
from.
Is that? I'm looking at it like it's more of, because black women have been getting a short end of the stick lately in love and in so many different things. So I looked at it more of a woman empowerment thing. I didn't look at it as it's trying to be pro-black, girl. Even though pro-black does not mean anti-white. Mm-hmm. But the point of the matter is, I'm like, yo, this was mad fun. How do you pick things apart like that? So the cops is talking about they not going to...
They're afraid people are going to start a riot,
but see,
shootings
they
and
don't,
all that
but
shit.
Then Louis Farrakhan stepped up, and he was like, yo, if the cops don't want to protect her, we going to protect her. You do not want the Nation of Islam to protect Beyonce
with a mixture of the beehive.
Beehive. Yeah,
that's like
no.
Power Rangers on crack.
Yeah, don't do that. They need to get over
well,
it.
Beyonce, apparently it leaked out that allegedly Beyonce just signed a huge deal with Sony for two new albums. There's no date.
Sony Columbia?
They're saying that there might be April we're looking at, but again, it's Beyonce, so...
You know, she gonna drop it whenever. She just gonna hit us in the head with it.
It could be today.
It could be today.
With Rihanna, it's just like, girl, what's going on?
Rihanna's pissed!
So, Rihanna, let's talk about some of these videos.
Yes.
Rihanna dropped Work.
Work.
Let's just take a look.
Two videos, though. Did you show? Are you going to show both?
No, we're going to show part of both.
The purple or the...
Because it's the first time I didn't even realize
one.
That there were two videos.
I love the purple.
I love the purple one.
Let's take a look.
I like the Bashment. That's the Bashment one. She be whining.
Now, why didn't people get so excited for pro-black? This is like, hey.
I love the way Drake be on her. I like the way they look at each other. Work. Hey. She be working her little booty.
I love this because it just shows who Rihanna is.
Right. Yep. Exactly. It's her element.
Yup. This is the Bashment. Hey. And I think she's just being who she is.
Mm-hmm. Boom. So they go from this video
to the other one.
Now, the first time I watched it is I only watched the first one. I was like, okay, that was cute. And then I just put it on again and I was like,
it's
loading.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Keep that playing because we got the second part of the video. And this is the crazy part, is that, so, two directors, Director X did the first video, and then all of a sudden this loading thing comes up, and then it goes into another video, Work by Tim.
Yeah.
Right?
This
even
one, she was hot.
So
she was high as hell in this video.
She also, her hair's giving Music of the Sun.
She's sexy as shit in this video. Yeah. Hey, I want to watch her wine that way. And she got no bra on. Hey,
right,
hey.
It's just so hot.
Look at that waist, nigga. Look at that waist.
Hey.
She's high as hell.
Boom, so Rihanna, there we have that. Work. Weird concept.
Why?
Because 7 minutes, you're going to give me a 7-minute video and two videos of the same exact song.
Different visuals.
Different visuals. It was cute. It was just kind of almost like, though, with the second video, it was just kind of like, okay, they're just in this room. Why can't we put the two videos together?
Okay, so the first one was probably for the West Indians. You know what I'm saying? That's the bashment. That's how they do bashments. Like in New York, in Brooklyn, that's how they do bashments. You go to a basement, you party.
No, girl, I've been to that.
Okay, you do the bashments. So that could be for her West Indians. She's staying true to herself and true to her culture. Mm-hmm. That's how they bump it. That's how they wine. I like she had Drake in that environment. And then from that, it was more sexy, more intimate. The way you can literally see her. There's no distractions. You can literally see her wine and see her and Drake have an intimate moment. I like them both. I think people gonna like. I think people.
But here's my thing. So now that takes away Rihanna. I don't know what's going on with the Rihanna camp, because it's like already she's being ripped apart numbers wise. So now you put out a video.
People like the fact that they got two visuals.
But I mean, does it all just go to this? Is she gonna split the two visuals up? Like
they already split.
But so now it's like your video gonna be number one on the charts, because half of them are looking at this one, half of them are looking at that one.
I guess she's letting the people choose on their own.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting to me, because it's like you built this whole anti thing up, and it was gonna be these crazy visuals.
And then
in the
Beyonce
commercial.
Came in and snatched it from underneath her poor little eyes. You gotta understand.
No, but here's the thing. I really don't believe that Rihanna
are you kidding me?
Rihanna came out as Forbes number one most profitable entertainer.
Okay.
End of story. So even if Beyonce and Rihanna are on the same label,
okay,
Rihanna has a budget. Rihanna is working with a camp. Rihanna's working with the same fucking people. I look at the names. It's the same people she's been working with. So my thing is like, where's the competition? It's almost like you're just being Christina Aguilera in the case and being like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go sit in big red chair and let Britney have it.
You got to look at the politics behind this. Rihanna dropped an album that people were anticipating. They knew that Samsung was paid her $25 million. It's not about the money. It's about the art, the talent, and it's about her being passionate about her project. Mm-hmm. She's passionate about this project, even though she can care less. She's automatically platinum, but she wants the people to get a chance to love it.
Yeah.
The people didn't get a chance to love it because the shit was out for 1 week before Queen Bey comes out with Formation. But even though
I don't need even to be listening though, to Formation.
Neither
like
do
that.
I. But even but she's still Beyonce. Not only did she hit them with the Formation video, the bitch hit us with a tour. On the Super Bowl. So where did Rihanna get a chance to have anything run its turn?
She had how many fucking months where we've been waiting for the Rihanna album?
And so did Beyonce. And so did
Beyonce. Ain't talking about it. But Rihanna shouldn't be focused on Beyonce.
Does Beyonce ever talk about it, though?
Girl, I don't even understand what you're saying.
Right Beyonce now. Never discussed anything
but
that she's doing.
Rihanna,
she just
why are
you
doing saying Rihanna's worried about what Beyonce
what, no,
doing?
I didn't say Rihanna's
to
worried.
To me, she should be trying to put out the best.
Like, no.
Beyonce has nothing to do with you.
The young people like that.
Girl,
the young people like that. I'm not saying that Rihanna's worried about Beyonce. What I'm saying is that was some shiesty shit that went down, and Rihanna is feeling some type of way because of the way it went down. It's supposed
to
be cool.
Well, girl, you letting it hit you a little too hard. It's going to affect you, so get over your feelings. Put out some dope fucking Get Back on the train ride. I was here for it. I was riding with you, and then now I don't know what you're doing.
But if you notice the way that she got sabotaged, now the tours are suffering. So it's like...
No, but look... I can't play this game with you. We're just in a different age of, you can't be, bitch, your fucking throat hurt, you still better show up at that motherfucking Grammy, because that performance was so crucial to Rihanna, and she fucked it up.
But did you hear about the silent boycott?
Well, girl, what silent boycott?
It was a silent boycott going on for the Grammys. That's why Nicki Minaj,
about what?
That's why Nicki Minaj wasn't there, the same way that they were doing the thing with the Oscars. It's the same way that they were having a silent boycott for the Grammys. That's why Nicki Minaj wasn't there, and she actually tweeted. Think about it.
She thanked the Grammys.
No.
Nicki Minaj thanked the Grammys. She
could thank the Grammys, but she wasn't there. I think Meek Mill didn't show. A lot of people didn't show up to the Grammys who would usually be there.
So perform somewhere else. I'm just saying Rihanna has not performed yet. So and that affects sales. That really affects sales. When you put a single out there, bitch, you got to whore yourself out.
She didn't want to perform because B was there.
Well, then that's your bitch. Get on Good Morning America, The View, bitch. Go.
Okay, so that's her team. Maybe they needed to step back.
That's all I'm saying.
Maybe they needed to step back, rewind, take two steps back, rewind, recoup, and regroup, and figure out how they're going to attack.
We can't talk about it too much longer, but it's like, how many months did we have these videos, intense videos that to this fucking door? Now we open the door and it's a fucking basement. I can't. Moving on.
See, you're the one who's hating on that. I actually think it's clever for her to be able to give us two visuals and we choose which one we like.
There you go.
So I like the fact that it's two videos. I think one is true to who she really is, and the other one is just sexy with her and Drake. And that's exactly what people want to see. So we can agree to disagree. Moving right along.
All right. So next we have Gordian Banks. The song is called "Keep You in Mind." I thought Queen was gonna love this one. So.
Let me see. It's LA. Oh, and I know her. I worked with her before.
What, her hair?
My name is Kay. Okay.
So this is like a year old, but he has some other songs up there, but this one just really had me.
Yeah, I love that hook.
Taking over.
You need that. You need to listen to that one. You high.
That's what I mean. I was like, oh, Queen gonna need this one for her.
Yeah, I like that. I think it sounds good. I was waiting to hear the hook, but I like that. Gordian Banks. I'm gonna look more into his work.
All right, next.
Oh God.
No, because it's like I've just watched him since he was like
a kid.
Trevor Jackson, new song. You guys can check him out on American Crime. The song is called "Here I Come," and I have to say, he usually does like the teeny bopper R&B.
He on some grown man shit.
I like wherever you have grown within the last year, boy. This is where we need to be.
Okay,
going.
Let me see what he working with. Okay. Can we turn it up a little bit? We put in enough time. I said, it's about how much you've lived, girl. Not how long you've been alive. Pick it right. It's been a while, I know. Let me control you. Looking like she wanna fight. Thinking about crossing the line. Doing what she never tried. Just mine. Baby, don't you see? About my ages, just a number. I'll have you wonder how we young and had your ass singing. Okay,
Trevor Jackson, here I come.
Oh, now is he any relations to the Jacksons?
Yes.
Okay,
really?
I think he got a hit. Okay. I think he has a hit. I like where these kids are going now, like Bryson Tiller and Trevor Jackson. Like, I like where they're going with that sound. Please give us old school grown and sexy. Yeah. We need
but
that.
What does that sound like? A sample? Like, is it a Tank sample?
I don't even hear it.
I was trying to hear it. There goes my baby.
There goes my baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In my head. Okay. Next, we got FKA Twigs. The song is called Good to Love.
She's
I had
so
to put
weird.
This one on here, but this one's a little more chiller.
Okay, let's see.
And it's going to go on Queen's High mixtape. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a mixtape dedicated to you.
Okay. Oh, my high.
High
yeah.
For a high mixtape.
We're going to call it high, too.
Put one up in the air. But when you give yourself away, it always hurts tomorrow. So you pray to get it back. Only God can give it back. She's so unique. Make my body
come alive. She kind of looked like Tinashe sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit. So will you hold me while
I
cry? And let me
lay against your side. So let me love. I wish Rihanna would let this bitch open up for her. Just let me love is good to love is
good to love. She's on some like Lisa Bonet type shit.
She's on some
like on some Lisa Bonet, Zoe Kravitz type.
Are you into it though? Was that
I'm into
thing?
It.
Nice
I would like to hear more of it because I don't know where it was going. So,
Mr. Carr, did you see the video?
No.
No. What were you thinking of the song?
It's interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
It's interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
But I think FKA Twigs, she's unique in itself. Doesn't she go with the guy from Twilight?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Randomest person I would never think would even know who FKA Twigs was. Like, oh, she go with Robert Pattinson.
That's her man. And they was giving her a lot of problems with that. It was calling her all kinds of names. But anyway, FKA Twigs, she still have yet to blow up. She's probably blowing up overseas, though.
Yep.
She's probably like one of those overseas big artists over there, but they have yet to break out in here. But I support her. I think she's unique. So.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So now I have a secret video for you.
Okay.
This morning I woke up and Tisha Campbell Martin dropped a video called Lazy Bitch.
What?
I ain't Gina.
What?
Let's take a look.
Turn it up. What? This ain't Gina, bitch. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yo, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is, and she is my fetus. Do you know who we is? I'm a lazy bitch. I'm a lazy bitch, and I won't stand up to address the shit. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy bitch. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy bitch.
I wonder who she's trying to come at.
I'm a lazy bitch, lazy bitch, lazy bitch. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy bitch. You out of order.
Tisha Campbell Martin, lazy bitch.
Wait.
Right.
Oh, shit.
All right.
So she's aging so well.
She is.
I think we're going to have to go and support her place. What's her club called that everybody go to? That
Zen
we went
Lounge?
To? Zen Lounge. Yo, for her to be coming out with some shit, she still look young. She look good. This song has the possibility to blow up, man.
I think it's a cute viral video.
It'll get spammed.
It'll get viral. Yeah. It'll definitely be viral. I'm out of order.
Yeah. It's like,
she said,
hash
that shit. I'm a lazy bitch. I like that.
So there we have it. Also, another one to mention, make sure you guys check out our guest from last time, or 2 weeks ago. Robbie dropped his new visual with Chanel. Have you seen the video
yet?
No. It's beautiful. You have to really watch it and understand the message in the song.
What
to
are you
understand
talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so I knew he gave him political thing. He thought I was going to rip it as shreds or something. But no.
Not
so
even.
The video.
We don't have a snippet.
Girl, I don't have the snippet of it.
Okay. The full video.
It's on,
BHL.
You guys can check it out.
Yeah, make sure y'all follow BHL The Beat, man. We need you to follow BHL The Beat, BHL Online. Subscribe to our YouTube. We're live.
We're everywhere now at
We're
BHL The Beat.
Everywhere yes, now everywhere. On BHL The Beat. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, everything. Like, you guys, get into it. Like, the summer's coming. We're going to be popping mad shit. Like, get into it.
We ain't only talking
on Wednesdays.
So he dropped the visual for it. And so I was, like, getting ready to see Crazy Robbie. And the whole video, it's really cool. It's done with Barbie dolls. But It's like a crazy. It's like if Kesha directed a Law and Order SVU episode. Like,
really?
The nurse steals him as a baby and runs away, and then he becomes this pop star, and they fall in love with each other. It's just crazy. Watch it.
We'll have it on a show next week. Why don't we do that?
We'll play for you guys next week. But he premiered it on some other website. But check it out. It's on our Facebook right now. We'll show you guys next week. But
and I'm still listening to.
We had to talk about
and
it.
And I'm still listening to Christina DeBarge. Oh. Just please understand that. I swear to God, man, Christina DeBarge and Bryson Tiller are my two. I know I'm running it in the ground, but you guys really support that girl. $5.51 for her album. It's 8 songs, but they're 8 strong songs, man. Mm. I still like Christina DeBarge shit, son.
Yes.
Am I driving you crazy with that?
With what?
With Christina?
I'm here for the support.
Christina, yo, she deserves the support, man.
And what I'm going to do, actually, is I'm putting together right now. I'm just going to let you guys inside my
head.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's talk
about
it.
But I'm putting together. So I'm always searching the web, and I always find these crazy individuals, I call them my little misfits, and they're just people who one day said, you know what, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be this, and I start paying attention and following them on their journey, and a lot of them have been like sending me their music, so we're going to do a day.
Of all independent?
Completely. I mean, it's like below independent. This is like instapendent. Instapendent artists. And I'm here for it because that's how I started. You know what I mean? And then we start building and you get bigger and bigger. I think that's the way of the future. So I'm working on it. We're going to have a show dedicated.
I think that's
so
a good idea.
So if you guys are out there and you got a dream and you tinker in on your little Yamaha or something and you get some music that might move us, send it my way. But we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can also hit me up at DJ Jesse J and check out my new website, jessejanity.com.
Well, of course, you guys already know that you can follow me on Instagram and Snapchat at Queen Wink and on Twitter at Queen Live. Please subscribe. Follow us, BHL The Beat. It will be worth every moment.
And now that Facebook and Instagram telling us about the views. Shady ass
son of a bitches. Y'all be looking, but y'all don't be liking. We see you.
What did Gina say?
Hashtag
lazy bitch.
Lazy bitches.
Mr. Carter.
Press the like button, son of a bitches.
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter. You already know on all social media.
Boom. Also, if you guys are in LA this Saturday, February 20, what is that, 7th? Mm-hmm. Boom. I'll be at the Comedy Store on Sunset, so check us out. Yeah. Till next week, bye.
Peace.
From the Jeffries, Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.